So, Teresa, looking ahead to this weekend, it is, of course, European Indoors in Glasgow as Team Operations Manager. You're with the Irish team. Exciting times for the Irish team because it's a bit of a mixed bag. We have the household names there, and now we've got this infusion of very exciting and very talented young athletes coming through as well.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know, even the facilities here, my goodness, the stadium is just unbelievable. I think it's going to be electric when the competition starts tomorrow. And I think everybody will be inspired by it. And exactly that, you know, I find it very encouraging that we see the return to form of the likes of Mark English, you know, who definitely hopefully, you know, will certainly be his appearance in Athlone, is certainly back to his old form again. You know, having our stars out, the likes of Kieran McGeehan, Phil Healy, Thomas Barr out running, but equally, as you say, very exciting that we have that. What is our emerging talent? You know, progressing through from World Juniors last year to now, some of them making their first senior debut in a senior competition as an individual. The likes of Summer Leckie coming off that, you know, unbelievable performance in World Juniors now is the transference of that, I suppose, as a junior to senior. Is very exciting, and particularly, you know, our sprinters were very much the four last year, and you know, we have a really good showing of sprinters here as well, and some of them still juniors and only just coming out of junior, so augurs very well for the competition and certainly for the summer ahead, which is a very busy summer with lots of different championships.
Let's talk about Mark English, a guy that you know very well. He has medalled at two major championships previously. He's back on form. He ran a good time. He also has run very tactical and impressive races over the last couple of months. Back on form is Mark English. Will he be a contender for a medal, do you feel?
I definitely like to think so. I had bumped into Mark actually in Letterkenny there quite recently at training. And you know, he just looked everything about him. He just looks like his former self. And I suppose, you know, I would feel quite qualified to sort of to realise that and to see it. And I think it transferred very well. Certainly, when he ran in Ghent and got a standard, then came and ran in Athlone, very very close. Was, you know, a couple of hundredths of a second outside his national record indoors out of the eve. But I think, too, what was very impressive about him and, in fairness, Kieran McGeehan that day, too, when she broke the Irish record, was the authority in which they raced and the ability they had to race really, really well. And as we know, particularly in middle distance races and more so maybe indoors, tactics play a massive play in it all. So, but right now, I suppose, for both Mark and everybody else, it's about sort of kind of getting through the rounds, getting out there tomorrow evening, you know, getting through the first round as comfortably as possible, making through the semis, and you know, when you're in that final, then, and as I say, anything can happen in a final.
As for Summer Leckie, the Finn Valley jumper is at a major tournament, but she'll not shy away from that because we've seen her at world level. How key is it now that this young girl is going to get experience and a major tournament, and what can she do over the weekend, Teresa?
I think particularly, you know, it's a great credit to herself and her coach and her coaching setup in terms of that this is, you know, a girl that competed really, really well at World Juniors and has now transferred that onto her first senior competition in European indoors. The standard of women's high jumping is particularly high at the moment. It's just unreal. But yet at the same time, you know, from what I've seen of her and her performance is exactly that. She doesn't shy away. She's very calm, very well supported, and embraces it. And again, as I say, you know, when you look at her age profile, my God, this, you know, she's only still a very, very young girl, and to be here and in this mix and have this experience is, it's essential.
Yeah. Finally, then, Teresa, you're part of the Irish management team that's out there with this exciting young Ireland squad. Come the end of the tournament, what's the hopes of the management team, and what would you like to take out of this competition?
I think very much what we're looking for as often as our performance director would actually refer to is we're looking for that systemic result where everybody that is going to the championship performs to what they're expected and better. You know, so we're looking for an overall good performances from everybody relative to where they're at themselves. And that progression coming, you know, progressing from, certainly there's an element of course, and it's you know, some investment in our juniors and our youth and our progression of getting younger athletes exposure to this type of competition where they can come back in 2 years' time again and be more experienced and more developed. But equally, you know, we're looking for athletes to progress, you know, to run PBs, to perform to what their expectations are themselves. And again, obviously, for our, you know, our kind of higher profile athletes, we're looking for them to fulfill their potential. And hopefully, you know, we're one of the same goal is to come out there with the best performance that you can and hope that it'll bring you some silverware.
Teresa McDade, thanks for taking the call and the best of luck with the competition this weekend in Glasgow.
That's brilliant, Arsene. Thanks for being here.